And we're joined right now on Wink WNOG by Mike Brown, who is the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, also the Director of FEMA. Mr. Brown, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon on Wink WNOG.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I imagine you're pretty busy these days.
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do.
Give us, if you could, an overall view of what FEMA is doing now in, obviously, the hardest hit place, Punta Gorda, Charlotte County. What is who's here? What do we have from FEMA? What currently is the operation that's underway?
Sure, we have. I've actually brought in my national director of operations to be based in Charlotte County right now, just to make sure that everything's going as we expect it to go. We are going to set up a satellite disaster field office. The main field office will be in Orlando, but because of the devastation in your area, we're going to make certain we have a disaster DFO there to help people. And we're just continuing the response efforts, but we're really beginning to move into the recovery efforts to really kind of start focusing on the long-term recovery of everyone in Charlotte and Lee County and just, frankly, all of 25 counties affected by Charlie.
Tell me what, to the average person who has severe damage, can't afford to get things fixed, or perhaps even a worst-case scenario, there's simply not a home for them to go to. How does FEMA work with them? What is a person who's listening to this program, what do they do when they call FEMA? Give me an idea of how that relationship comes together.
Sure. Well, the first thing they have to do is they have to call the 800 number, which, of course, has been all over the news, but I can't pass up an opportunity to repeat it. It's 800-621-FEMA. That starts the process. Now, we will have what we call disaster recovery centers all through your listening areas so that people can actually go to those centers to see someone in person. But the first thing that will occur when they go to one of those DRCs is they will be given a telephone to make the call to the 800 number. So that really is what starts the process. Depending on what kind of damage or injuries they've suffered, we may have to send someone out to their home to check on the damage. But our primary concern is to make certain, do they have shelter right now? Do they have food, water, clothing? Do they have transportation to work if they're still employed? So we need to do those kinds of things immediately. Since we started putting the number up and running, 60,000 people have applied. We've already approved almost 20,000 or a third of those. And we have surprisingly, it's just people are just bending over backwards to make the FEMA system work as well as it can. We have already approved over $10 million in disaster relief to Floridians.
Who qualifies for FEMA? The person who has maybe more damage on the roof than their insurance can cover, or who qualifies, or who doesn't qualify, actually?
Well, I would say it might be easier to tell you who doesn't qualify. That might be the individual who has enough damage on their home that the insurance is going to cover it, and they have the means by which to cover their deductible. So that's probably not going to be someone that we can do a lot of help for. But for the person who has a large deductible and doesn't have the means to cover that, we're going to work with them to see what we can do. For the person who doesn't have insurance, or the person who is renting, and the owner of the facility or the apartment or condo or trailer doesn't want to repair it, we want to get them into temporary housing through either trailers or apartments or whatever we can arrange for them. So we want to use our mortgage and rental assistance to help people. And first and foremost, we want to make sure that they have medication, that they have clothes to wear, that they have food to eat, the basic human comfort needs we want to take care of first.
We're joined by Mike Brown, who is the director of FEMA, also the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. We know that Tom Ridge was here. Certainly you've been here. President Bush was here a couple of days ago. Areas hardest hit where FEMA is concentrating their efforts right now?
No, there's really not. Every area is hard hit. And I always remind all of the FEMA employees, and that's their attitude. This disaster is just as devastating to one person as it is to another. And so our job is to take care of every single one. Are there areas that have been harder hit or the destruction's more widespread than other areas? There may be, but our focus is in all 25 counties.
Now, to people who seek your financial assistance, are these loans, grants? How does that work? What do people need to know when they pick up the phone and they say, hey, I need help with somebody rebuilding my house or finding me a place to stay?
Yes, all of the FEMA money that we will put out will be grants. That is not money that you repay. But if you don't qualify for a FEMA grant or perhaps you've lost a private business which we cannot go in and rebuild, we will make available to them the Small Business Administration. And, in fact, in coordination with what the president saw us do in California and other places throughout the country, we will develop a long-term recovery effort so that all the resources of the federal government are brought together to help even small business owners recover from Hurricane Charley.
We talked to Secretary of Labor Elaine Chao yesterday, who mentioned that where FEMA sort of leaves off in helping people with small businesses or employment issues, hiring new laborers, people who maybe have laid off because of Hurricane Charley, the Secretary of Labor has earmarked some $50 million in assistance for those people. So it sounds from the federal level that there really has been a tremendous conjoined effort to come in and make sure that people who are hard hit by Hurricane Charley are getting their basic essentials and needs covered.
That's right. And that's something that we've experienced now after 9/11, after the California wildfires last year. And the year before that, we had over 700 tornadoes rift through the Midwest in a one-week period. So we've now gotten some very good experience about doing these long-term recovery projects where maybe FEMA can't help, but what FEMA can do is bring the rest of the federal government in and say, okay, what can we collectively do to help everyone?
Final question for you, Mr. Brown. What is the assessed damage thus far financially? We've heard a lot of different figures, $10 million, hundreds of millions. What is a good estimate right now of how much damage Hurricane Charley brought to Florida?
You know, we just don't know. And I would say you're going to hear figures for the next several weeks or months. What I always try to tell folks is, look, we're focused right now on trying to help people get the aid to them, get this process started. And at some point down the road, we'll get our calculators out and we'll start adding it up. And we'll be able to tell you this cost, $1,253,000,000. We just don't know yet what it's going to cost.
Now, if there's one final question, what is the one thing that you want people to know here now about what FEMA can do or can't do? What is the message that you would like to relay from the Federal Emergency Management Assistance Program?
There are so many things I'd like to say. But I guess first and foremost, we cannot help you unless you call the 800 number and get registered. And so even if you have, say, friends that you know that haven't called the number or they're hesitant to call the number, encourage them to do so. And then I guess the second thing to anyone listening to the program would be, if you didn't suffer damage and you're okay and everything's going well for you right now, make a financial contribution to the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, Governor Bush's Florida Foundation, any of these charitable organizations that are out helping disaster victims, because there will be a certain segment that will need your help. Make those checks out to those organizations and make certain that you designate Hurricane Charley. If you don't want to make a financial contribution, get off that easy chair and come and volunteer with one of those organizations and help pass out some food or water.
All right, Mike Brown, thank you. Director of FEMA, Undersecretary of Homeland Security, thank you for all that you do, and we appreciate you coming on the program today.
Bye.